This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, June 23rd, 2025. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for the Monday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart, and it's a busy week ahead. We'll talk about oil, the economy, and the housing market as well. Well, U.S. intervention in the Iran-Israel conflict is certainly generating concern for Americans traveling overseas. We'll talk about that in our next segment, but right now, stocks, they're mixed, but Wall Street seems to shrug off the U.S. attack on Iran, eyeing a potential Fed rate cut in July. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York, New York. Art, this is perhaps a milder reaction than what I was expecting to see on Wall Street today. What's behind this resilience we're seeing after the U.S. joined in striking on Iran?
Yeah, I will tell you this. The reaction over the weekend in markets that were open, like the gold market and energy markets, was much sharper. But so far, we haven't seen any retaliation from Iran. Now, they may well be talking about that right now. But the market's biggest fear in this event in the near term would be, is there any disruption of supply of energy products? Iran produces between 2 and 3 million barrels a day. If you take that off the global energy market, you can certainly see higher prices, and that would certainly be a market negative. In the near term, I think investors are taking a wait-and-see attitude to see what it is that Iran does in reaction to these attacks and how limited that is. For the here and now, without taking out any energy supply, the markets look at the economic impact of this as being something that we're just going to have to wait and see, and certainly not to overreact in the marketplace.
And I want to touch on this because had this been even, 10 to 20 years ago, I think there would have been a much sharper reaction. But let's talk about the U.S. and its dependency on foreign oil compared to the energy we're producing on U.S. soil.
Yeah, really good point, Rachel. I think that even 4 years ago when WTI oil was actually trading in the $80-$85 range and Russia invaded the Ukraine, Russia, a larger producer of oil, caused a great deal of concern. We saw WTI spike up to $120. The difference here being, and I think this is important to your point, we produce more oil domestically than any other oil-producing country in the world right now. And at higher prices, we'd certainly see North American E&P companies willing to produce more. So that's one piece of the puzzle. The other piece of the puzzle clearly is that OPEC probably has an additional 2 to 5 million barrels a day they could quickly get online, call it in weeks, perhaps a month. So any loss of Iranian supply likely finds new supply coming into the marketplace. I think that's the big difference. I think, you know, we are certainly the big difference in terms of how much energy we're producing now that we just weren't producing 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. Now, Art, we also know that this is a forward-facing market and a lot of investors looking ahead to the Fed and its actions in July. How likely are we to see rate cuts and, you know, how is that impacting the market pricing at this point?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. We're starting to hear from some Fed governors that are open to the idea of having the first rate cut in July. Right now, if you look at the CME FedWatch tool, that's gone from about a 5% chance to a 30% chance in July. But I will tell you this, if energy prices are trading, you know, between $75 and $80 at that point in time and have stuck there for a period of time, I think the Fed looks at that as a near-term non-economically effective piece of inflation that may well not be transitory. I know they don't like that word. But if in fact, that kind of settles in or it stays between $70 and $75, I think the Fed's got enough evidence in front of them to say if they're going to cut rates, July might not be too soon.
Thanks so much for joining us. Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at B. Riley Financial in New York. Coming up, we'll take a look at global travel amid military conflicts and political uncertainty.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Global tensions have some international travelers on edge, joining us with some tips and smart considerations to think about before heading abroad this summer is Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher at joesentme.com in New York, New York. Joe, after the most recent U.S. strike on Iran, should travelers be thinking about safety when it comes to international trips this summer?
Well, I think, Rachel, travelers always need to consider their safety. No airline, no hotel, no destination can be in charge for you. You have to be comfortable in yourself and where you're going. And even as we're speaking, the Iranians are firing missiles at Qatar. And Qatar has closed their airspace, and you would say, well, why is that important? Well, a lot of Chicagoland people use Doha Airport and Qatar Airways as a way to get to Africa or Asia. So you even have to look at where you might be changing aircraft when your safety is involved.
If you've already got a trip planned and you're not heading to the Middle East or you're going to other parts of Europe, how much of a safety concern should these most recent events be?
Well, I think obviously you'd have more concerns today than you had this time last week. You need to do some reading on your own, check with the State Department, go to travel.state.gov. They'll give you some insight into what's going on in the country. If you're not familiar with it, in this era of the internet, there is always an English language website covering news of Norway or France or you name the country. There's an English language news service. I would advise reading that. I think it's safe to go right now today at, you know, just after noon on a Monday. It could be different next week. But again, we come back to your decision because it's your body, your mind, your life. You have to be comfortable where you're going and how you're getting there.
Yeah, and it is sort of striking that balance between caution and confidence. You know, you don't want to travel in fear. I think that's, you know, no one wants that lingering over their minds. But what do you think is one thing that you mentioned online research? I think that's a really great tip. Are there other ideas that you can offer to travelers to maybe feel more prepared heading overseas?
Well, I think one of the things you need to do is not suspend your disbelief. I live literally adjacent to a state park in New York. And on the weekends, I see people come up from Manhattan and they're wandering along the road and, you know, as if because they live in the country, the rules no longer apply. And this is just 50 miles from Manhattan. I'm sure you see it in big places where Chicagoans go to on holiday. The most important thing is to be aware of your surroundings. Stay away from crowds, generally speaking, especially in international destinations. Do your homework on where you're going and where you might want to go. In the end, Rachel, and I know I keep coming back to this, No one can help you. No one can make you comfortable except yourself. You have to listen to your own head and your own heart before you make any trip. That includes going to the Upper Peninsula, for that matter. You know, it's all on you. It's no one else can take responsibility except yourself.
Thanks so much for the wisdom there. Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher at joesentme.com, based in New York, New York. Up next, we're going to talk about the comeback of downtown Chicago. It is booming this summer.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, downtown Chicago is booming with surging foot traffic, hotel stays, and events all signaling a robust comeback. We welcome Michael Edwards, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. Michael, it doesn't feel like that long ago when I was walking through the streets of downtown Chicago. Right. Businesses were boarded up. There were tumbleweeds. Okay, maybe not tumbleweeds, but it felt like a ghost town. And I'm looking out the window right now on Michigan Avenue. Lots and lots of people. Anecdotally, what are some of the signs that Chicago is back?
Well, Rachel, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners. Downtown is certainly back. And from a retail perspective, we have 12 new businesses that are either opened or opening in the Loop, which is great. They're not huge businesses, but they're a wide variety of restaurants, coffee shops, and clothes retailers. So we're really happy about that. Pedestrian traffic is up. It's almost to pre-pandemic levels. And on the weekends, I'm not sure your show is on the weekend, but if it is, we're at over 100% of pre-pandemic level. So people are coming down and enjoying downtown on the weekends especially, but business is back.
You mentioned, and you sort of touched on all of this. You touched on business being back, and this is something I know we've talked with the Chicago Loop Alliance about too. Mm-hmm. We have so many, you know, it was just this wave of retailers closing up shop, leaving these really big empty spaces. You mentioned that there's some smaller stuff. Are those bigger spaces seeing interest again too?
Well, we're hearing reports from our realtors, the pros. And they said there is growing interest in not only Michigan Avenue, but also State Street. And so we're hopeful that we'll fill some of those spaces. So, for example, the Gap Factory is taking 10,000 square feet, which is a nice size for us. We do have big spaces on State Street. There are some large vacancies, and we're working on those. Many of those buildings, Rachel, are caught up in some kind of transition of the building ownership, which slows things down.
Yeah. Let's talk about what some of the reasoning is that we're seeing the return, not of businesses, but of tourists. There's always been, mm-hmm. I mean, pandemic aside, there's always been stuff going on in downtown Chicago. There's an event, you throw a rock and you're hitting
right.
something.
You're right.
That's not new. So what can we attribute this surge to?
Well, I think we do have some new festivals. So like Sueno's Festival is only a few years old and it's now in the park and it's growing so large. So the Blues Festival, Sueno's Festival, and now the coming of NASCAR in a couple of weeks. I mean, those are all major events that, of course, we had the Blues Festival, but really post-pandemic, those are really kind of new events. So I think we'll see more of those happening. We're evolving our Sundays on State to later in the summer because there's so much going on in the summer. So we'll be doing Sundays on State in September and October and having people come downtown and fall in love with the Loop.
Thanks so much for joining us. Michael Edwards, president and CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance. Still ahead, we're going to talk about preparing kids for a financial future and some suggestions from our Monday stock picker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Pearson filling in for Rob Hart. Stocks are trading higher, and joining us this afternoon on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial here in Chicago. Jeff, like me, are you at all surprised at Wall Street sort of shrugging off a lot of geopolitical tensions today?
Pretty remarkable, but I think the bullishness, Rachel, on the trajectory of the market melting higher is still intact. And you're absolutely right. It is hot in Chicago, and it is getting hotter in the market because overnight, the first initial reaction, Rachel, when the Sunday night futures session opened up the CME group, we saw the market down nearly 1% in the S&P 500. We've recovered all that and are now nearly up 1%. So it is heating up. But what's remarkable to see is the way that traders are really diminishing the Iran response. No one really thinks that they're going to be able to do anything because of our dominance and the air that we showed on Operation Midnight Hammer. So you've seen the price of crude oil, Rachel, go up 5% overnight to $77 a barrel for WTI. It just went under $70 a barrel. It's dropped 10% from peak to trough. So now it's down 5%. And that really reveals to me that investors are actually more optimistic because we just removed this axis of evil from the marketplace.
Yeah, what's it going to take to rattle Wall Street, geopolitically speaking, here?
You tell me, Rachel. It doesn't seem like nothing is really a headwind right now. Another kind of wind in the sail today is that we saw a second Fed governor talk about cutting interest rates potentially at the July meeting. So we have a lot of movement here. We're only 2% away from the all-time high, which was put in February. So it seems like we're going to retest there. Are we going to see volatility subside? No, I think volatility will remain here. We're not going to go up in a straight line, but I think the markets are telling the economy and all the investors that we're in a pretty good place. We're going to see interest rates come down. And I think what you saw in the profits from the Q1 earnings report, companies are still doing well. Jobs are okay. So we're in a good spot, I believe. I don't want to get overly euphoric here because that's what happens. But when you saw so many people get bearish, so many people get bearish due to the political component of what's going on in the marketplace inside the Trump administration, that provided an opportunity, Rachel. We're 25% higher from the Liberation Day lows just back in April.
Yeah, you touched on this too, and I want to sort of circle back to the Fed possibly signaling some rate cuts early in July. Is this reaction already sort of baked into what we're seeing in Wall Street, or is this something that we're going to be keeping an eye on the next 24, 48 hours?
I think it's newer, Rachel. Just on Friday, we saw Fed Governor Waller kind of introduce that, and then we saw it confirmed again today from another Fed governor. So I think this is a bit surprising, and that dovish response potentially from the Federal Reserve could engage investors to come off the sideline. You have to remember, a lot of people got scared when we introduced the trade tariffs, and we were as well, but we stayed steadfast and true and actually allocated in April because we still believe in the economy, because we still believe in the trajectory. And I think that is going to help interest rates come lower, and that's going to – all those people who went to cash back in April because they were spooked from the marketplace, they're going to chase this market higher, and that chase will get new all-time highs, I believe, in early Q3.
So, Jeff, what do you see as the biggest threat to the financial market right now?
I think it's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve continues to be a double-edged sword where we've seen – Fed Chairman Powell be very prudent. He wants to monitor. He's still convinced there could be an inflation uptick due to the trade tariffs, but we haven't seen the data. So that continual kind of loop, which seems a little bit, we're circling O'Hare right now, trying to figure out will there be inflation from trade tariffs or not. But the fact of the matter, we haven't seen it yet. So the Fed really is kind of driving the boat. And if they lower interest rates, you are going to see markets really embrace that, and you'll see more buying.
Thanks so much for the insight. Jeff Kilberg, founder and CEO of KKM Financial here in Chicago. Up next, we'll talk about teaching kids all about wealth and money without overwhelming them.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Teaching kids about wealth without creating entitlement, it's a long-term process and one that's best to start early. So offering us some guidance today is Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management here in Chicago. And Sherry, this is a key balance, right? We want to provide for our kids without creating a sense of entitlement. So what does that conversation look like early on?
Yeah, it is a dilemma that often a lot of parents have because we love our kids so much and we want them to have everything. But the earlier you teach them, the better. And one of the first things is really, you know, teach by example. So if you're buying a big item for the home, kind of talk about it or include the kids. I've had a lot of clients whose early memories of money was their kids fighting about money all the time, the parents, and it's ingrained in their heads. So I think leading by example is probably the first thing you can teach your children about money.
Yeah, and I would also think you mentioned like big home purchases, but even just something as simple as like a shopping trip or giving allowance, I feel like that's a really easy way to sort of start that conversation too.
Oh, definitely. And I have a fun story. When I was 16, I had my first paycheck. And I was deciding between going to Bruce Springsteen or buying a pair of Fry boots.
Oh, boy.
And I thought that if I went to my dad, he would say, oh, you know, go buy the Fry boots and I'll pay for Bruce Springsteen. But he didn't. He said, you can have anything you want, not everything. So pick what's most important. And my kids today still say that we can have anything, not everything. Pick what's most important. So, you know, even when the kids are young, you know, Fry boots versus Bruce Springsteen, as they get older, you know, paying more for rent might mean not having Starbucks every day. But trying to teach that concept is so valuable for your kids as they get older.
Yeah. And how much of the conversation revolves around saving? We sort of talked about the spending aspect of things, but you know, we can also lead by example in what we're setting aside and encouraging our kids to do the same.
It's never too early to teach your children how to save. And it's not so much the dollar amount they save, but it's the act of saving. And I was on, I think, last week or the week before, even when the young kids get allowance, maybe a portion should be saved for a long-term purchase or for money in the future. So teaching saving skills is important. And again, also teaching when you have young adult children, live within your means. That's the best gift you can give to your children. If they live within their means, they won't have big debt. They'll have choices. They can do things in their life without being strapped with a lot of debt.
Sherry, I don't think our listeners are going to let me get away with this without asking you. Did you end up seeing Springsteen or getting the boots?
I actually saw Springsteen. I never got the Fry boots.
All right. But, any regrets with that, by the way?
No, I actually just went. He was in Chicago about a year and a half ago, and I write a blog, and I said, the boss wins again.
That's incredible.
I bought tickets to Springsteen. So, you know, these sound like small choices, but they really can ingrain good habits in the future for the children.
Yeah, and I think just sort of a final thought here is I sort of relate the financial model as language, right? Like when my daughter was first learning to speak, they told me, narrate everything you're doing and she'll pick it up. And I feel like the same thing can be said about finances. Narrate why you're spending what you're spending, why you're saving what you're saving, and just sort of thinking out loud helps that conversation happen automatically.
Yeah, I mean, the kids pick up on things, you'd be surprised. And that's just not with money, it's with everything. But, you know, as your kids get older, another really great tip is maybe matching what they earn and put it in a Roth IRA. So if they're over 16 and they have a W-2, even if that Roth IRA is $300 or $400, it's a good way for them to see what it's like to save and even monitor the investments. So you get a twofer there, the savings and learning a little bit about investments. So it's a great, great vehicle.
Thanks so much, Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport Rikus Capital Management here in Chicago. You can join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, our Stock Picker Monday.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Monday, which means it's Stock Picker Monday. Sharing their expertise today is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, glad to have you with us. What's your first pick?
The first pick is, a lot of people have their eyes on what's going on in the energy, given the developments in the Middle East. And one stock that we like that's in natural gas is EQT. The symbol is, not surprisingly, EQT. The stock trades for about $59 per share. The company is involved in the production, gathering, and transmission of natural gas. Earnings have been growing at a really nice clip. Their earnings per share probably will double in 2025, and they'll be up another 40 to 50% in 2026. Earnings estimates for 2026 have been on the rise. You get a dividend yield of about 1%, so not a huge dividend yield, but you do get a little cash flow. And finally, it's a stock that's been behaving quite well. So it's a company in a sector where you're seeing strong price action and good earnings growth. Again, that's EQT, the symbol EQT, trades for $59 per share.
And Chuck, your second pick.
Second pick is a company everybody knows. It's Visa. Symbol is V, trades at $339 per share. And why I'm recommending Visa is that, history has shown when Visa stock pulls back, it's probably a pretty good buying opportunity. And the stock, since June 11th, has pulled back almost 10%. In that little period of time, the pullback generated by a lot of discussion about stable coins and certain retailers perhaps issuing their own stable coins and bypassing kind of the Visa pipeline, if you will. I think Visa has fended off a lot of things like this over many years, where there's always going to be a way to disintermediate Visa, and all it does is get stronger and stronger. Earnings growth should be double digit in 25 and 2026. Sales should be up double digits as well. Earnings estimates have held pretty steady here, so analysts haven't been changing their earnings estimates as a result of some of the stablecoin discussion. And again, history shows that when Visa provides a decent dip in that 10% range, it's probably not a bad time to pick up shares. So that's Visa, symbol V, stock trades for $339 per share. And my firm and our clients own both of these stocks.
Thanks so much, Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, the website horizoninvestment.com. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.